Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Hey, VV Nation, welcome to our YouTube channel. My name is Glenn Tompkins, senior instructor here at VectorVest, and I want to address the elephant in the room. So, state of the banks and the economy is probably very high on everybody's mind, especially knowing that SIV Bank, SIVB, went underwater over the weekend. The Fed did shut down another smaller bank in New York, and I've got a couple of other banking companies or banking stocks that are under some selling pressure. So I am doing a video right now on the state of all of the banks as well as the economy. Now, as I talk about the banks overall are still solvent and still doing good. Of course, we've got the banks that are too big to fail, that the Fed is bailed out, you know, all that kind of thing. The banks that are being affected right now are the regional banks that had a lot of money tied up by a lot of companies out there. And when SIVB went under, a lot of companies like Etsy and things like that got affected by it. So what do we do now, and where is the problem? So let's talk a little bit about that. Where's the banking problem? Remember, again, I'm looking at regional banks. I'm not trying to put, you know, any kind of negative connotation on the banking industry as a whole, but more so the regional banks. Bank stock plunged on Thursday as investors assessed the potential fallout from implosions of Silicon Valley Bank and Silvergate Capital, which had a lot of people's money as well, especially on the crypto side. SVB Financial surprised investors with lower guidance and a $2.3 billion capital raise and a massive $1.8 billion loss from its bond portfolio. So that's where it started from. A lot of these regional banks, so let's put this out there. A lot of the regional banks, when inflation or interest rates were low, bought the bonds. They bought the country's debt. And as we're now raising interest rates, those bonds, they're being hurt by selling back those bonds at such a higher interest rate. So that is what's hurting a lot of these banks right now as we keep raising the interest rates. That's an issue, right? But what is the Fed else to do in regards to going after inflation, which is already peaked and pulling back, but they keep raising interest rates? So when I sit back and I say the Fed just needs to raise interest rates and just get it over with, the problem is companies or regional banks like this fall victim to the bond buying that they were doing when interest rates were low. So that, and this is where I've said on more than one occasion where the Fed is walking a tightrope in the guidance or the policies that he puts in place as far as interest rates. This is sending shockwaves through the financials with regional bank ETF lower by 8%. So interest rates, loan approvals, and default rates are critical factors of bank stock investing. Someone on TV, won't mention a name, said, oh yeah, SIVB is good, it's going to be great, and bam, look at what happened now. The beautiful thing of what we do here, we try to decipher between the news and the noise to help you guys make better decisions. There's five negative forces likely to cause further declines in the biggest banks and bank stocks as a group. Remember, I'm talking about regional banks. This story is talking about bigger banks, as outlined in several Wall Street Journal reports. The headwinds include rising credit card, net charge write-offs. Folks, we are at historic highs on credit card debt right now. Falling stock trading volumes in the second quarter. Why would volume start falling off? We'll get into that in another video. And lower volumes in the U.S. debt capital market. So these are things that add to the whole banking problem. Now, going forward, what are we going to do? The sudden shutdown of SVB Financial on Friday after a failed capital raise triggered concerns about risk to other banks from the Federal Reserve's sharpest rate hike cycle since the early 1980s. The high raise, the 75 basis points over and over and over, which I thought should have been 100 basis points, that's another story for another time,
but it affected the banks adversely. Regulators over the weekend stepped in, this is going forward, saying Silicon Valley Bank depositors will have access to their funds on Monday. Treasury Secretary, and this is big, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Sunday that the federal government will not provide a bailout for Silicon. All right, investors after the banks was abruptly shuttered, but said financial regulators are concerned about the impact to depositors and working to address their needs. So the other side of this video is what's going on in the economy. So let's talk about jobs. The Federal Employment Report does little to sharply alter the economic outlook for the Federal Reserve's officials who are considering how much to raise interest rates at their coming meeting. But the failure of the California bank on Friday led investors on Wall Street to pare their bets that the central bank would opt for a larger half percent point increase rather than a smaller quarter point bump amid the broader concerns about financial stability risks. What else is part of the economy? Jobs. Past week, employers added 311,000 jobs in February. And what else is part of the economy? Inflation. Inflation is down, but even moderate inflation can rapidly erode purchasing power and creates uncertainty as businesses have more difficulty estimating future costs. Fact set for quarter one, S&P earnings declined 6.1%. All right, so we talked about the banks, we talked about the economy, and what does this mean for us all right now? Well, let's continue, come back to the banks. First Republic, talk about that. I got some news. Here we go. Let's go to the news first. Move this over. Let's go to the news first. Western Alliance shares plummet 70% as bank stocks take a beating after SVB's failure. What else is in here? First Republic Bank's down 65% amid fears of regional bank contagion, SVB fallout, inflation, retail sales. What to know this week? A couple of things coming up this week. February Consumer Price Index CPI on Tuesday and February read da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's go out to the SVB collapse puts Fed faith in a strong, low-risk financial system to a test. The FDIC discussing backstops to make SVB depositors whole and stem contagion fears. And again, the Treasury Secretary says they're not going to bail out Silicon Valley Bank. And last but not least, four things that could affect this week. Something else I want you to keep in mind, that volatility is super high coming into today. This is going to be a wild week this week. But we've got the CPI inflation, which will be reported on Tuesday. We got the consumer the PPI data, which is important and serves the leading indicator for CPI preceding the consumer inflation 1 to 3 months. All right. We got retail sales, February retail sales, and then we got the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index. That's all this week. And that's prior to the interest number that's going to be coming out next week as well. All right, now, what should you be doing? Well, stay away from some of these banks. That's big. I've got an ETF on the regional banks. Again, regional banks, KRE, taking a big hit with a lot of these regional banks falling and succumbing to pressure. You know where you should have your money right now? This is a time to monitor your trades, all right? Make sure you tighten stops. Right. So the banking industry is just part of the whole mega market. Right. Stay away from those. Consider staying away from those right now until this pans itself out. I foresee maybe some more regional banks falling to what's going on. But the big main banks that are still out there, the JP Morgans, the Wells and all of those, I think that those are the banks that are too big to fail. And the Fed is going to make sure that they're going to be OK. But I bet you a lot of people are going to do a lot more. A lot of these banks are going to do a lot more stress testing to make sure that they are good to go. So I'm still thinking that Contras is a good place to be. The market is still falling. Keep your eyes on what's going on. Stay with us. We will update you on a, you know, almost a daily basis, whether it's on a stream, whether it's on a post of what's going on in the market. If you're new to the channel, This is a time you really need to hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon. You'll be alerted to what's going on in the market. Folks, this is the time to watch your money, and we are here to help you. We're going to be here to keep your head off the swivel and make sure you stay concentrated on what's most important. Folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya.
Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.